This is Akashvani, the news read by Sarabjit Kaur. Union Communications Minister Jyotiraditya Sindhya today said that India has rolled out 5G telecom services across all states and union territories, covering 80% of the population in just 22 months. Addressing the inaugural session of the 5th Global Standards Symposium in New Delhi, Mr. Sindhya said, 5G rollover is expected to inject $450 million into the economy by 2040. On the Global Symposium, the minister said this will serve as a beacon for global dialogue to build a consensus on the standards that will support the global rollout of new technologies. President Draupadi Murmu is scheduled to hold several bilateral meetings with the Algerian leadership and address the Algeria-India Economic Forum today. The president is in Algiers, the capital of Algeria, as part of her three-nation visit to Algeria, Mauritania and Malawi. The visit is focused on reaffirming India's commitment to further strengthen its existing friendly and cordial relations with countries in Africa. On the second leg of the visit, President Draupadi Murmu will visit Mauritania on 16th October, and in the final leg, President will visit Malawi from 17th to 19th October. The US-India Strategic Partnership Forum, USISPF, is set to host its annual India Leadership Summit 2024 in New Delhi today to enhance bilateral trade, supply chains, semiconductor investment, AI and next-gen technologies cooperation. The summit follows on the heels of Prime Minister Narendra Modi's successful recent visit to the US for the Quad Leaders Summit and the United Nations General Assembly, UNGA. The day-long summit also aims to bolster defense ties, promote clean energy, and secure a free and open Indo-Pacific. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla, who is leading a parliamentary delegation to the 149th Assembly of the Inter-Parliamentary Union, IPU, arrived in Geneva last night. In a social media post, Mr. Birla said that during his visit, he will address the assembly on the theme Harnessing Science, Technology and Innovation for a More Peaceful and Sustainable Future. The assembly will continue till the 17th of this month. Mr. Birla will participate in the meetings of the IPU's Governing Council and will meet the Indian diaspora in Geneva today. Besides, he will also meet his counterparts from other parliaments on the sidelines of the assembly. Centre has revoked the president's rule in Jammu and Kashmir, paving the way for the formation of a new government in the Union Territory. A notification in this regard has been issued by the central government. National Conference Congress Alliance has secured majority in the recently held assembly elections. Earlier, National Conference Vice President Umar Abdullah met Lieutenant Governor Manoj Sinha on Friday in Raj Bhavan, Srinagar, and had staked claim for the formation of the new government in Jammu and Kashmir. This would be the second tenure of Umar Abdullah as Chief Minister and first elected government in Jammu and Kashmir after the abrogation of Article 370 and 35A in 2019 and the bifurcation of the erstwhile state into two union territories, Ladakh and Jammu and Kashmir. An Air India flight bound to New York from Mumbai was diverted to Delhi this morning following a bomb threat. All the passengers are safe and nothing has been found during the inspection so far. IndiGo flight operating from Mumbai to Muscat had received a similar bomb threat. As per protocol, the aircraft was taken to an isolated bay and mandatory security checks were promptly initiated. The International Shooting Sport Federation, ISSF, President Luciano Rossi confirmed that India will host the ISSF Junior World Cup in 2025. Mr. Rossi was addressing a press conference ahead of the ISSF World Cup in New Delhi yesterday. Domestic benchmark indices Sensex and Nifty surged in early trading today, driven by strong buying in banking and financial stocks amid a positive trend in global markets. The 30-share BSE Sensex jumped 462 points. And that is the end of this news bulletin.